You're late. Tardy, as always. No need to apologize, 42. I'm used to it by now. You're so bad at following instructions, I'm surprised you're still alive. But you've been on my team for some time now, haven't you? You know already that I don't like it when people don't follow plans. Why they assigned me a rookie like you as a co-pilot in the first place is beyond me. No need to explain. I'm sure you proved yourself to them. But you're tolerable, I guess. Nothing. All right, take a seat. Huh? Suit yourself then. Why did I want to meet you up here? I like to come up here and think, especially late at night. And this rooftop glasshouse is one of the highest places in the city. The view is good. I feel like I can see everything from up here. I can see the sand rovers on patrol, the lightning crafts taking off, and the lights, or lack thereof, in different parts of the city. It gives me a sense of perspective, literally and figuratively. Huh? You're really complaining about the time? It's not like you sleep early anyway. Don't assume I don't know what you get up to in the early hours. If I were you, I'd spend less time playing through those simulations and more time resting. We've got some serious battles up ahead. True, you're young now, but give it a couple of years, and you won't be able to keep that up. If you make it that far, that is. Me. I've made it this far. I'm hardly a good example to use. The fact that I'm still walking around is some kind of miracle. I've been a pilot for more than 10 years now. Maybe. Maybe I'm just good at what I do. Yes. The guys back at base think I'm cold. They're afraid of me. They say I'm ruthless and that I have no feelings. They don't know anything. I started my training to become a pilot for the Archer Crafts when I was 14. Is that what you think? I didn't do it out of choice. I did it out of necessity. I wonder if you feel the same way about me as they do. Nobody, forget it. I called you up here because I wanted to have a discussion with you about the recent Mudrat invasion. We need to come up with a plan together for what's gonna happen when they do break through the southwest section of the Skywall. You seem defensive. Why am I discussing this with you? Oh, seriously? Yes, I admit it. What's there not to admit? When I first met you, I hated almost everything about you. And you really didn't do yourself any favors by acting the way you did, either. But you're my co-pilot, 42. We're supposed to cooperate with each other. When we're out there on the battlefield, we don't let our feelings get in the way, and we certainly don't do things out of self-interest. Earlier today, you proved that you still don't understand that. Fine. I didn't ask you to come up here so we could argue. I wanted to talk. The breach will be inevitable now. Those aliens are coming through that skywall, whether we like it or not. SA-9 lost his whole team earlier this week. Why? What do you mean? He took a gamble, and he lost. That's just the nature of war. Unfair! Death doesn't care if you're good or bad, or if you're fighting to protect the people. I'm not afraid of death. I stopped being afraid long ago. It'll happen, sooner or later anyway. I've seen your file. You scored at the top of your class for tactical theory. So, I wanted to get your opinion on what you think the best course of action would be. Reinforcements are, unfortunately, out of the question. The troops in the north are barely holding up as things are. Yeah, I didn't think it would get to this either. But we have to do something about that new technology the Mudrats have. Oh, it's not their technology. As in, they weren't the ones who created it. Plenty of evidence suggests that the elusive Elder Race gave the Mudrats those crafts. The Mudrats are just pawns. Whoever is orchestrating this shouldn't be underestimated. But the thing is, we need to win this battle before we try to win the next one. Any ideas, genius? Don't be nervous. I'm not grading you on it. I just want to know what you think. You have a few ideas for possible formations? Nice. But you need to try it in a simulation battle with the rest of our team. Sure. I can arrange that for you. When can you do it? Okay, well, I'll be out doing some surveying tomorrow afternoon. So any time before 4 o'clock would work. Which simulation room do you want to use? The aviary? All right. From memory, I don't think anyone's booked it for that time tomorrow. Let me check. It's free. I'll book it now, just in case. Give me your hand. I don't want to shake hands. I need your microchip to confirm the booking, you numbnut. It's done. Tomorrow, we can run through whatever you want. No, I don't still hate you. I mean, you're kind of cute. Nothing, I said something's in my boot. Am I giving you the impression that I don't want you here or something? Never mind. Now, about those crafts the mud rats are flying. Those things are a pain in the ass because they fire nets charged with high levels of electricity. The nets work in similar ways to guided missiles. Upon contact with any of our archer crafts, the nets will also fire a data pulse that causes our systems to either malfunction or even worse, self-destruct. I'm going to send you all the information we've gathered on this. Let me know if you spot anything we can exploit. Hey. Thanks for doing this. I guess I really do admire you. You heard that? Well, it is good to have you as a co-pilot. In the beginning, I thought you'd just hold me back. Be a dead weight, you know. But surprisingly, most of the time, your reactions and quick thinking have gotten us out of trouble. So I guess I'm not complaining. You have another plan, too. What is it? Absolutely not. I won't allow it. You're saying you want to take a stealth harvest and fly solo so you can... But... Stop. Just stop. I'm never going to agree to this. You want to talk to the boss? Yes, there is a chance you'll succeed, but there's also a big chance you'll end up dead. Of course I care. Pardon? Just because I talk about the realities of war all the time, it doesn't mean I don't value the lives of my team members. You know how my previous co-pilot died, right? I know it wasn't my fault, and that's what everyone tells me. But even if that's true, it doesn't mean I haven't been living with a sense of guilt since then. I should have stopped him, and I'm going to stop you. Why? Because I care about you, 42. Because I like you, and I've liked you ever since... I'm doing it again. I should really learn to keep my thoughts to myself. Fine. You wanna know? I've liked you ever since you saved my life by piloting our archer craft all by yourself after I took that hit during the raid a couple of weeks ago. I know what I said before about letting our personal feelings get in the way of work. But this is different. There are a multitude of other ways we can use to counter the mud rat invasion. We don't need you to be a martyr. I don't want to lose you too, 42. And no, I'm not doing this out of a sense of guilt. I'm doing this because I genuinely value you. I think you could go on to do even greater things. You're the first rookie I've seen who's been able to get to my level in terms of piloting an archer craft in such a short amount of time. And I know you're going to get even better. You have so much potential. It would be a shame if you just threw all of that away. So, you have to look at the bigger picture. It doesn't matter if you don't feel the same way about me as I do about you. Either way, I will continue to do my best to protect the people. What did you say? You do feel the same way. Huh. So you're the kind who likes girls that are mean to you. Oh. Nobody's ever said that about me before. Thanks, I guess. It's strange. It feels like a weight has been lifted from my chest. I don't need to hide my feelings from you anymore. Actually, I bought you something. This is for bringing me back here. For saving me. I was going to give it to you regardless. I don't believe I ever formally expressed my gratitude to you. I hope you like it. You kept complaining about it being too cold the other day. So I thought this might help. It's waterproof, too. You're asking me what we are, officially? A little eager, aren't you? We're partners who fight for a common cause. And yes, as you say, two people who love and care for one another. Love is a soft thing, but softness requires an immense amount of courage in times like these. Wouldn't you agree? I've always been too afraid of connection, of intimacy. I figured that if the person I loved could so easily be lost, then I didn't want to deal with the pain of potentially losing them. But you know what? Life is short, 42. Especially for people like us. We're living on a knife's edge. So perhaps we owe ourselves that much, at least. To know what it's like to love and be loved. Maybe after tonight, we'll find that we can agree with each other a little more, huh? A girl can dream, can't she? I'll be honest. I don't like talking about feelings. I don't like being vulnerable. What are you doing? Psychoanalyzing me now? I guess it is a protective mechanism. But you would understand if you grew up the way I did. It's just the way I am most of the time. You do. You find it endearing. I'm glad you accept me. And as for me, I can definitely work on being less critical of you. I'm sorry for breathing down your neck all the time. What was that for? Right. We should probably head back now. I'll walk you to your room. Oh, and 42? Let's go out to dinner sometime. I think it'll be good for us to have something to look forward to.